I know that game had an edge to it almost right from the start. How much did that help you guys as a team?
Yeah, fun games to play. Playoff type, a lot of emotion. I thought our group did really well handling it. Obviously, they try to get some calls out there, which is fair. They can do that, but Kill did a good job today, and obviously power play came up big. So a lot of edge in this game, and thought we responded really well.
And how much did it help you guys relax, not just to get the first goal, but to get the first two?
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, lately it's been a little harder coming by some goals, and especially the first one in the game. So it's good to start off the right way, and obviously kind of set the tone for the rest of the game there.
Eddie, how do you want to approach a game like this when you know what the situation is standing? You probably can't lose.
Yeah, we can't lose. So you just got to play like you can't lose pretty much until there's an E or an X next to our name. I've said this before, until it's decided. We have to play like we have a chance, and obviously give ourselves the best chance to get in. So tonight was a good first step until the end of the year.
You were a fight away from Gordie Howe. Can you say how many invitations were extended at some point tonight?
No, I didn't. I just played the game that was in front of me. Obviously, I know that guys can choose now, so I got to be smart about it, and that's fine. That's their right, and you know, you go about your business and play the game hard, and if it comes by and it happens, so be it. If not, just play the game and do your job.
Yeah. Kathy, I know that you're focused like almost 100% or 100% only on team stuff right now, but scoring 18 goals at this point, I mean, just be able to prove so far that you can be an offensive contributor, how good does that feel?
Yeah, it's I've said this before, but it's a day-to-day thing. Obviously, I've been waiting a long time to contribute that way, and the guys that do it consistently, they reset every day, and it's a battle every time you come in the ring to get better and to not take for granted what's going on out there. So obviously it's enjoyable. It's fun to contribute in different ways, but you got to start over every day, and that's been my mindset all year. It'll continue to be that way.
How much, I mean, I'm sure it never gets old, how much fun is it to see guys who, yourself, Danforth, others who are who, you know, play that kind of grinding style, put the puck in the net and come up with, you know, high skill plays to do it?
Yeah, it is. It's fun to see, obviously. I think this time of year, we're getting closer and closer to playoff hockey, and it's you know, teams are so dialed defensively that it's hard to create space out there. So you have to find a way to get those dirty goals and those good bounces going for you, and that goes with going to the hard areas and playing really simple. So obviously being a straightforward kind of grinder style, like you say, fits playoff hockey really well. So you know, we just try to, like I said earlier, just try to contribute in any way we can.
Thanks, Matty.